The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because he said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. As we journeyed during this Lenten season, our readings, our Sunday Gospels, the last Sunday, the Samaritan woman, the blind man, the raising of Lazarus, all kind of leads us to answer that one question: who Jesus is. Is he a man? Is he a prophet? Or is he truly the Son of God? And today's Gospel brings out that question. It makes clear to us that the leaders of the Sanhedrin didn't condemn Jesus because of what he said or what he did, except for that one point: he claimed to be God. In their eyes, he was blaspheming. Just imagine if you were living at the time that Jesus was walking this earth. It is really a big jump of faith, a change of mind, to accept that this man that looks like you is God. How can it be? And yet for us today, it's totally the opposite, because Jesus is not around. We believe that Jesus is God. We say Jesus is God. But do we believe also in the humanity of Jesus, that he seeks to have a personal relationship with us, that he's part of our daily lives? He wants to interact with us, to collaborate with us, to guide us, to show us the way how we get to heaven. Sometimes when we say Jesus is God, our idea of a God is a distant God somewhere in heaven, and he kind of gives us the freedom to do whatever we want to do. That's not who Jesus is. That's not what he taught us. He came to show us a specific way of life, the way of love, the way of forgiveness, compassion, the way of generosity, of gratitude. Yes, we can say, yes, yes, God, Jesus is God. But are we living what we profess to believe? Because that's another way of us persecuting Jesus and trying to get rid of him, to get him out of our life, so we can be in control. As we prepare ourselves to enter this Holy Week, let's really examine and look at our lives. Is my life reflect that I truly believe that Jesus is God and I am his disciple? Would people say that about me when they're talking about me and trying to describe who I am? That this person truly is a Christian, is a disciple of Jesus Christ, that he believes that Jesus is God? And again, I'm not talking about being perfect. None of us is perfect. But can people see Jesus in us?